We're doing Ein Yaakov, and we're holding in Brachot the Chet Amud Bet, almost the beginning of Tet Amud Aleph, the end of the eighth page, the end of Chet Amud Bet. The beginning of Tet Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yabba, Hakol Modim Kshenigalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim Lo Nigalu La Be'erev. We had seen that there are different stages to the redemption of the Jewish people. We know that from the beginning of the year, from Tishrei, 6 months prior to the Exodus, the Jews stopped being in forced labor. They stopped being in servitude. Then when we were supposed to leave that night, so the Egyptians started clambering and saying, "Leave already." And we said no. And that night we stayed in our homes. The Egyptians were pressuring us to go, and we wouldn't go. And finally, the following morning, we left Mitzrayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu told us to leave. And then 7 days later, the Egyptians gave chase and sunk in the Yam Suf. And there are stages of becoming free men. Initially, we'll start with a simple understanding. The first stage would be when the Egyptians clambered at our door that night and said, "Leave." They were scared of the plague of the firstborn. And then when the Egyptians told us to leave, and we did leave the following morning. And then when we stood at the Yam Suf and saw the Egyptians dead after the sea had split, and they chased us through the sea, and then the sea collapsed on them and came slamming down on the Mitzrim, and when they were finally dead. And the truth is, it is unclear exactly at which point we stress the freedom. This has relevance to the mitzvah every morning to commemorate that we left Mitzrayim. So we commemorate all of those points. We commemorate Makas Bechoros, we commemorate the exit of the Exodus the following morning, we commemorate Machus Choruv Necha Bukei Hayom, the exit as we were crossing the sea. We commemorate all of them. And now Rabbi Abba is telling us that in the argument between Rabbi Akiva and the sages as to when is the main point of redemption, so everyone agrees that our redemption was at night, as the verse explicitly states, "Hotziyacha Hashem Lokecha Mimitzrayim Laila." God took you out of Egypt at night. And when did they physically leave Egypt? They didn't physically leave till the following morning. As the verse states, the following morning after they brought the Paschal offering, they left Egypt with an outstretched hand. What is the argument? When the Torah says that we're supposed to eat the Paschal offering till the period of haste, which haste is the verse referring to? Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah says the verse is referring to the haste of the Egyptians, which was at midnight. At midnight, when suddenly their firstborns were dropping like flies, then they went and they hastened to try and get us to leave the country. And Rabbi Kiva says, when the verse says you should eat the Paschal offering till the period of haste, that's referring to the haste of the Jewish people who left speedily the following morning. Tanya Namiyachi, we have Tanakh quote that supports this. Hotziyacha Hashem Lokecha Mimitzrayim Laila. One verse says, God took you out of Egypt at night. Chi b'layla yitzu v'lo lo yitzu l'vayom. How could we say they left Egypt at night? They left by day, as the verse explicitly says, Mimochorat haPesach yatzu v'nei Yisrael biyad rama. Elam lamed shetchil aleim gulami be'erev. But rather from here we derive that the redemption really began the night before. The physical exit was in the morning, but the redemption began the night before. Okay, once we're on this topic, so the Gemara is going to bring us another point on the Exodus from Egypt. The verse says, God said to Moshe, please tell the nation they should borrow precious vessels from their Egyptian counterparts. Daber na beoznei ha'am, the verse says, please speak to the nation. Amri debei Rabbi Yanai. They said in the assembly, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai, Enna ela leshon bakasha. The word na is a term of request. Why is God requesting? Please tell them to ask the Egyptians to borrow their precious vessels. Amalo kadosh b'chul Moshe. God said to Moshe, "Bevakasha mimcha, lech ve'emor lahem, please go tell them, bevakasha mikem, please of you, shalu mimitzrayim, borrow from the Egyptians, klei chesef uklei zahav, gold and silver vessels, shlo yomar oto tzadik, so that that tzadik, Avram Avinu, shouldn't say, v'avadum v'inu otam kiyem v'em, God promised me, Abraham would say, that my offsprings will be afflicted and they'll work hard. So that God fulfilled. I saw my offsprings 400 years, 210 years, they were working hard. And then God promised me afterwards they'll leave with great wealth. And then Abraham might have a claim. God did not fulfill the end of the promise that the Jews will leave with great wealth. So the Jews, when Moshe Ben came to them, said, we wish we ourselves would go out. This is similar to a man who was in a house of captivity. And people tell him, you know, tomorrow they're going to take you out of jail. And they'll give you a lot of money. And the man says, do me a favor. Let me out now. And then I don't want anything. The verse says, "Vayash ilum," and the Egyptians lent the Jews their vessels. Amar Rabbi Yami. So Rabbi Yami said, "Milamet sheish ilum ba'al kocham." The verse is coming to teach us that the Egyptians lent the Jews their vessels against their will. Against whose will? Ikadamri ba'al kocham de Mitzrim. Some say against the will of the Egyptians. Ikadamri ba'al kocham de Israel. And some say it was against the better will of the Jews. Mandam ba'al kocham de Mitzrim. The one who says that it was against the will of the Egyptians, because the verse says, "Unvat bayit chalek shalal." So the one who's settled at home gives out her wealth. That's the Egyptians. They don't want to give out their wealth. But the Jew would come to him and stand at his door. And now the Egyptian had no respect for this Jew. He's just gotten 10 plagues at his behest. And the Jew would ask him, "Can I borrow this vessel?" And then God gave Ruach HaKodesh to the Jews, that they'd be able to tell him, "Could you lend me this and this vessel that's placed over there? Could I borrow your gold nutcracker that's sitting on your patio? Could I borrow your silver tongues that are sitting in the second drawer?" So God gave them Ruach HaKodesh. They knew how to say it, and when the Egyptian heard that, so he was taken aback, and he didn't feel like he could say no. Umandam abal kocham di Israel, and the one whose opinion it is that the Egyptians lent them these vessels against the better will of the Jews, Mishum Masui, because they want to weigh them down. It's true that the Egyptians thought they were coming back after 3 days, and that deserves its own discussion, why God set it up that way. But the Egyptians were still wary. They were wondering, are they really coming back? So they figured, let's give them more things to carry, and then they won't be able to get too far. Vayinatzlut Mitzrayim, the verse says the Jews took advantage of the Egyptians. Amar Rabbi Yamim lamed shasua kemtsuda shein badagan. Rabbi Yami says it teaches us that the Jews took all the wealth out of Egypt. It became like a trap that has nothing to entice people to come into it. It has no kernels, no grain in it to entice the birds. Reish Lakish amar asua kemtsula shein badagim. Reish Lakish says, teaches us that they made it like the depth of the sea where even the fish don't go. So that's the idea. Vayinatzlu et Mitzrayim. They made Egypt like mitzula, like the depth of the sea where even the fish don't go.
They emptied it so much that nothing remained.
Right.